New York Senate Committee approves casino near Citi Field. A New York State Senate committee has voted in favor of legislation that would enable the construction of a proposed $8 billion casino and entertainment complex next to Citi Field in Queens. The 4-3 vote marked a significant development for the project, which is being led by hedge fund billionaire and New York Mets owner Steve Cohen. The bill, if passed by both chambers of the state legislature and signed by the governor, would allow Cohen to build on a 50-acre parking lot adjacent to the Mets stadium. The proposal, which had faced serious political hurdles in the past, gained renewed momentum this year. In 2024, Senator Jessica Ramos, whose district encompasses the site of the proposed development, stated that she would not support the project or introduce enabling legislation. Her stance initially cast doubt on the future of the project, as local opposition traditionally influences broader legislative decisions involving zoning and land use in New York. Despite this obstacle, Queens State Senator John Liu introduced a bill that would authorize the repurposing of state parkland for commercial development. Although Liu represents a district that includes only a small portion of the proposed complex, his move provided a legislative pathway for the project to advance. If the bill secures passage in the full Senate, it will require additional approval in the Assembly before proceeding to Governor Kathy Hochul for final consideration. The development is part of a broader competition among developers and gaming companies to secure one of three full-scale casino licenses being made available in the New York City region. The deadline for applications is June 27, and the New York State Gaming Facility Location Board is expected to make licensing decisions by December. Cohen is among nearly a dozen contenders seeking to obtain one of these coveted licenses. Also pursuing a license are proposals for Times Square, Hudson Yards, and the Bronx. Cohen has big plans for New York. Cohen has outlined an ambitious vision for the site, called Metropolitan Park. The proposed complex would include a casino developed in partnership with Hard Rock International. An analysis conducted by Spectrum Gaming Group projects that the casino could generate $1.9 billion in annual revenue. The project is also positioned as a major job creator and community development initiative. The developers claim the complex would deliver 25 acres of accessible public park space and create 23,000 union jobs. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, which oversees New York City's public transit system, is expected to benefit from casino license revenue starting in 2026. Additional gaming tax revenue will also support the MTA, depending on the locations of the selected casinos. Cohen has backed the project with an extensive lobbying and public relations campaign, committing significant financial resources to build political and community support. Since 2018, Cohen and his wife, Alexandra, have donated more than $4.8 million to state-level political candidates and committees. This includes over $1 million to the New York State Democratic Party and $120,000 to the state's Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, according to public campaign finance disclosures. While the approval by the Senate committee does not guarantee final authorization, it represents a pivotal step in what has become one of the highest-profile casino development efforts in the region. Other competing bids for a New York City area casino include proposals from Caesars Entertainment and SL Green in Times Square, related companies and Wynn Resorts in Hudson Yards, and Bally's Corporation in the Bronx near a former Trump-operated golf course. Las Vegas Sands, which had previously fought hard to develop a presence in New York, recently decided to withdraw its interest.